Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Special Stars and Stripes edition of the big show. In honor of July 4th, we're calling Dominica, Australia, and Grenada.
How nice.
Brilliant. Spread the American spirit on this festive holiday, indeed. But first, before we get into that, last week on the show, we talked about this story that came across the wires. Great white sharks hunt like serial killers. Bill and myself were, discussing this issue. Basically, great white sharks hunting are using the same profile that profilers that go after serial killers. Researchers in Miami have, compared the activity of how great white sharks hunt.
And like all serial killers, they have a middle name. Yo, bull shark, no middle name. Tiger shark, no middle name. Great white shark? Middle name. I'm just saying the similarities continue at an unbelievable pace.
I don't get it, though, Greg. Where do they get the cornflakes?
Cornflakes?
Not that kind of cereal.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
it's good
Pete.
Thing Pete's here. It takes a lot of pressure off of me.
The master of the pun. He is the pun master. Pete from Scuba Board. You may know him as Ned Doc is with us as well. Neil Hammerslag is the man behind this research, Great White Sharks Hunt Like Serial Killers. He is on Scuba Radio now. Happy July 4th to you, Neil. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm great, man. Now, so how did this come to be? How did you end up comparing serial killers to great white sharks? Or was this more of a marketing-savvy approach to get the research out there to the masses? Be real. Come on.
All right, well, we didn't actually do any comparisons ourselves. That had nothing to do with the study. What happened was that we used a technique, a CSI technique, originally developed to track and catch serial criminals. We applied that to trying to track and study the hunting behaviors of great white sharks. And certainly, you know, both serial criminals and great white sharks are kind of interest to a lot of people, and I guess it just got out there and got a lot of attention.
Well, I'm hip. It's quite the headline, and I'm guessing, did one of the researchers decide to take this approach after, like, a six-pack of Red Bull or something, or what? I mean, because it's quite of an interesting connection.
Well, what happened was that we were studying white shark predation on seals in South Africa, and we weren't sure if the sharks were stationing themselves at specific spots when they were hunting seals. We just thought maybe they were kind of just patrolling the island versus stationing themselves at specific spots. And one of my co-authors had read a novel about geographic profiling, this criminal investigation tool, how this tool was used to track kind of the home base or the search patterns of serial criminals, and realized that the data that needed to be inputted, which was just the location of where the attacks were occurring on people and also the geographic area, like a map of the area, was the information that we had for South Africa. And we figured, let's apply this technique. And luckily, it gave us a lot of new insight into white shark hunting behavior.
Interesting. Very interesting. So were you guys, when you're doing the research, did you start naming the sharks by serial killer names? Like, hey, there's Dahmer, there's the Zodiac.
We
You've heard all these before, haven't you?
You know, they're not serial killers. You know, you can't. They don't have the same motive or anything like that. So we really like the sharks, but all we saw is that they really had this complex hunting strategy, which we didn't know about before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kid with you a little bit, Neil, but really, I admire the effect this has had, which is opening a dialogue on the great white shark and their plight, because that's really the underlying mission of what you're trying to accomplish, right?
Exactly. I mean, 100% shark conservation, and what this does is definitely get people's attention to start talking about the real deal.
Well, now, it also, if you're looking to make a couple of bucks, if you've got a product that you think that a great white shark would purchase, now you know where to set up your shop. Because you know where the sharks are going to come, and if you've got some sort of trinket that you think they would like that Megadon necklace, well, how cool would a shark be wearing a necklace like what Pete has?
Megalodon, not Megadon.
Whatever.
I have no idea what they're talking about, and I apologize, Neil.
I wear a 3-inch Megalodon tooth.
Yeah.
Megatron.
Okay. So, but this research that was going on in South Africa, is this applying to the great whites like in Guadalupe and some of the other hot spots like in Australia where we see great whites congregating, or do we know?
Well, we don't know. My guess is they're probably using the same, like, sort of strategy, which is trying to have this optimal balance among being able to detect your prey, remain undetected by your prey, and also avoid other shark competitors. And so I think that the strategy is probably the same in other places, but the way they implement the strategy probably depends on local conditions.
Location, location, location. You got to adapt to the surroundings, and I guess the sharks probably would as well as serial killers probably would have to adapt as well.
Right.
So you never know.
You know, actually, if they just turn off the music, we wouldn't know they were around.
Yeah, the dun-dun.
Exactly, man. I tell you, it gives them away every single
time. It just doesn't get any better, Neil. I apologize once again. Neil4Sharks.org. That's a website you can start that delves into your personal love for sharks. And I guess there's links to that with your works from the University of Miami as well, right?
Yep, and you can even download that research paper that we're talking about and also get involved in shark conservation activities, sign petitions, you know, who to speak to help save sharks and what you can do to save sharks.
Awesome. Well, Neil, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time and shedding some light on this whole issue. We're going to move on and talk to Lawrence next, okay?
All right, my pleasure, guys. Tell Lawrence to say hi.
You got it. Once again, that's Neil, N-E-I-L, 4, the number 4, sharks.org. Now, Lawrence Groff, big friend of Scuba Radio. I mean that both figuratively and literally, big in stature. Right. I pretty much screwed that one up, didn't I, Lawrence?
This is what happens when you have a guest who is three time zones away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but when I have a drink.
Because if he was in the studio with us, you wouldn't be saying there. Things like that.
He'd be playing his own music, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Lawrence knows. We've hung out at a bar or two before, right? Lawrence, you cut me some slack in that regard, right?
Dude, you are such a goofball, but I love you.
Fair enough.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Now, we just had Neil on. He shed some light on this whole serial killer thing.
By the way, he says hi.
Yes. So, right. I know you're working with him, both directly and indirectly on many projects. One being Shark Safe. Now, tell everybody what Shark Safe is all about.
Well, Shark Safe is a growing global network of shark conservation groups, individuals, organizations that are all focusing on specific shark conservation goals and just focusing our energy and getting good work done, saving sharks.
Absolutely. Now, it's basically a network of all the organizans to kind of create an umbrella network to kind of bring all those network, other smaller networks together, right? To make one voice kind of thing.
Exactly. There's a legion of small groups, individuals that are all trying to do good things for sharks. And we're just trying to get all those resources focused to work together, and it's working out really good. We got some big plans coming up. We got some great campaigns, and we're making progress. And that's it's gonna be a long battle, but it's worth all the time and effort we're putting into it. And we're all gonna start seeing big differences, big changes coming up.
Now, Lawrence, where do you find geographically you get the most support? Is it like Key West? Is it Oklahoma City? Is it out there in California where you are? Where do you get the most support?
Global. Actually, you get a lot of support from the UK and mostly from the United States. Florida and California are really big.
Yeah. Well, as you should. I mean, I know one of the big efforts that Shark Safe is behind is working with fishermen and fishing tournaments to make sure that if sharks are part of the tournament, that it is a catch-and-release tournament. It's not catch, mount, take the jaws, that kind of thing, right?
Or the fin.
Well, Shark Safe wants people to use common sense, good ethics, and good shark-safe practices. You know, killing a shark to take its picture and cut its jaws out and throw it in its dumpster is a totally unsustainable practice. If these tournaments want to continue to be good for the economy, good for the environment, they just need to make a change. And, you know, the billfishing went through the same change not too long ago. And now the billfish tournaments, which are all catch and release, are huge, multi-million dollar events. And we could see shark tournaments going that same way. They just got to stop killing sharks for trophies.
And I will tell you that as a bill, I have appreciated all the efforts that have been made in the billfishing tournaments to try and cut down on the damage that's caused to the economy.
That's like a $3 bill.
Yes.
Yes, it's a whole different thing. But I would really like to find out how to belong to the organization that works with directly with Jessica Alba. Because I know she just got busted for posting, like, shark signs.
Oh, no. She had a bust before.
Oh, yes, she did.
This happened, yes.
Was she working with your group there, Lawrence, or what?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. But
there's some really big stuff
coming up with a lot of big names in Hollywood and elsewhere that are getting involved and getting on board with this. And it's going to be very huge. So all I can say is maybe Facebook Mike White. White Mike. That's it. White Mike. And you get a little bit more information on that particular event. And,
really? Okay.
That sort of effort.
Facebook White Mike. Anything connected to Jessica Alba?
I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. That's
well, you start seeing awesome. These posters show up there in Washington, D.C., New York, all over L.A., Hollywood, and even they're showing up in Europe now. And it's just a beautiful photograph of a white shark and doesn't say anything else, but it's leading up to something really big. It's going to just explode all over the place early next year.
All right, cool. Well, there you got the little tease right here on Scuba Radio. And, Lawrence, we await to learn more about this. And I know you're doing good stuff, and we support it 110% here at Scuba Radio. We love the sharks. We love diving with them. Hopefully I'll see a few. Even though they're not known to have sharks here in Dominica, maybe we'll be lucky and cruise past a shark or two. But I don't know. We got to get out to Guadalupe. Season's getting ready to kick up, isn't it?
That's right. Actually, we're kicking off the year with a couple of blue whale trips, right? I'm in Sonata. We'll be diving some blue whales the last week of July, first week of August, and then we go straight to Guadalupe and spend 4 months diving with the white sharks there.
Very nice. SeaSharks.com. S-E-E, SeaSharks.com. Do that. Hook up with Lawrence and his crew. They'll take you out to, sea whales and sharks now. All right? More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You can do that today. Since it's July 4th, you got a pass, and you should. That's the patriotic thing to do today. However, Wednesday...
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Take your diving overseas.
That's what we're doing. We're going to Dominica. Simon Walsh from
Outsource
Dominica
your diving.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We can do that, right, Simon?
Yeah, that's right. Lots of good diving down here, and you're heading our way. So
that's right.
We're looking forward to seeing you guys.
He wants a slice of that American pie. And we're bringing it to them this week. We leave Wednesday for Dominica Dive Fest. I'm really excited. This will be my second time to go to Dominica. It was definitely one of the top places on the planet I have ever been to scuba dive. And I'm just, what are the conditions like right now, Simon? What's the weather like? Give me just tease me just a little bit.
I don't know. It's just another day in Dominica. You know, nothing that special. Visibility is about 80 feet plus. Sunny, blue skies, green forest.
Yeah, yesterday.
Walmart Springs, Kolkabuli. Just another day. Nothing special.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't a great weather day, though, down there in Dominica. There was a cloud on the horizon.
What?
A cloud for about 45 minutes in the late afternoon, which really disturbed the complete blue of the sky and sea coming together. But,
is that a brain cloud?
Not really. No, it was nap time anyway. So,
yeah. Yes, they believe in those afternoon siestas, as do I.
Yeah. You know, you can't stay out there under the hot sun and blue sky all day long. You know, you got to take a Kolkabuli and go rest for a while. So when a cloud comes by, that's what we do.
Very good. All right. Well, so Dominica Dive Fest, it kicks off officially Friday or next Saturday? What is the...
Next Friday. Next Friday, we got the big music night. So we have the big band down here, Swinging Stars, celebrating their, I think, 25th anniversary or 50th anniversary, something like that. And they're going to be rocking the house on Friday night. And then it's Saturday, you yourself, Scott, and the Mermaids are going to be at the Anchorage Hotel, where we take all the kids and get them to experience what diving's all about. So we take up to 100 local kids in the swimming pool, and then we take them right offshore there for a little dive, and so they can see what our diving product's all about and know why we think it's so important to conserve our reefs and make sure we create employment for locals in the diving industry here. So that's going to be a really fun day. And a lot of kids are going to be coming down to see the mermaids that day. So
yeah, well, it's going to be quite an event. I mean, a couple of years ago when we did this, we had just a blast, and we didn't have the mermaids with us that time. I have a feeling it's going to create quite a stir with the locals there on the island. Do you think?
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about it. The sponsors of the mermaids, which is, as you know, Jewelers International, Swiss Army, Victorinox, they actually asked me to ask you if there's a special dietary needs for the mermaids. You know, is it just herrings, or are they omnivores or carnivores? They're very concerned about that, Greg.
Well, actually, here's what you should be concerned about. There are certain beverages you should keep away from the mermaids.
What?
Sangria.
Yeah.
Before or after being in the water?
Yes.
Yes, both before and after. It is both.
Well, tomorrow morning we're building a mermaid platform. So we have a crew. I got the word. We got everything together. We're building a mermaid platform tomorrow. So be ready for that, too.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure they'll feel even less like the center of the universe if you're building, structures for them down there at Dominica Dive Fest.
No pressure.
Yeah, no. Well, we'll take them up to the waterfalls. That'll be about all the platform they need.
Oh, good. They'll be spawning then. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah,
you get them to swim upriver.
Swim upstream. Yes. And as far as feeding them, I don't know. Don't feed the mermaids. We'll figure something like that. But beverage wise, they're going to need to be lubricated heavily for some of these events, possibly. But you know, we'll make it all work, and we'll mix the diving. And the drinking.
I think it's just about any way to get through Dive Fest is to do it lubricated.
So. Well, okay.
And definitely put up signs next to Boiling Lake, you know, warning them. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to take them down to Champagne Reef, where the volcanic activity creates bubbles and makes it look like they're swimming through a glass of champagne. This is going to be some cool video opportunities and underwater photography options or opportunities for the divers there for Dive Fest, I think. It's going to be quite an event.
Yeah, our other sponsor, Sea Life Cameras, have shipped down the cameras for the mermaid, the Sea Life Camera Mermaid Competition. So those cameras are on their way. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it. There's a lot of fun activities throughout the entire week going on, and so we're really glad people are getting a chance to hear about Dive Fest, you know, because we're trying to get more people to come down. We've got a tremendous local interest, and only a few people really, really have heard about Dive Fest in the past and have come down, so.
It's going to be big. We'll have the website for you here in just a sec, but we'll be broadcasting from Dominica the next 2 weeks. Do not miss it right here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. All right, the website for Dominica Dive Fest, Dominica Dive Fest.
No.
Dive Fest Dominica.
There we are.
Dominica.
You have like two choices. You got it wrong.
Well, I just want.
He can't even get his directions right for the web.
Hey, hold on. No. I'm just trying to look out for the dyslexic members of our listening audience as well.
Just type a bunch of D's into your web browser and you'll get there.
So it's Dominica.
No. DiveFestDominica.com.
Okay, fair enough. Now, off to Australia.
This is why you got confused, because that's the other side of the world. Everything goes the opposite direction.
Exactly, including the toilet water. Jeremy Bender is on the line. He is going to be, or is, our new Australian Scuba Radio correspondent.
Oh, wait, that's great. I love those accents. That's fantastic. We'll have that great Australian accent on the show. That'll be great.
Yeah, Jeremy, where are you from?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay, see?
Okay.
It's a natural. No, actually, Jeremy, you're in school, and you're going to marine biology school there in Australia, right? What's the name of it again?
It's James Cook University. It's in Townsville, Queensland, Australia. And they're one of the leading research in marine science, so that's why I'm headed out there.
Now, James Cook University, is that name for the financier or the navigational explorer dude?
What do you think?
The navigational explorer.
Okay. All right. That's good. I feel
you were
better
testing
about that.
Him.
No, I wasn't sure.
They don't just let anybody into this school, Bill. Come on.
Yeah.
So, they got to know stuff. And but he's been nice enough to kind of be our eyes and ears in that part of the world for a few months, since he's going to go over there and do some schooling. And we've hooked him up.
Going to get some learning done.
Yes, yeah, so he's going to get some learning done with him also, guys. And we're actually going to send him out on the Spirit of Freedom live aboard with our friend Philip and the crew out there from Tusa Dive. Remember when I was out there in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that trip, don't you?
Yeah, like it was yesterday, Greg.
Yeah. You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But just like yesterday.
Trust me.
Just like next week.
Amazing live aboard. We got to tour the boat, and we didn't get to go dive with it, but he's going to do that at the end of his term. Now, we'll talk more about this with Jeremy next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jeremy Bender is on the line with us right now. Jeremy is heading to Australia to go to school for marine biology. He is enrolled in classes there at this fine school. And then after, what, the first, what? This fine, it has a great
which
marine biology.
Which fine school is it?
It's the one there in Australia. The Stuart Cook something or other.
It's yeah. not. It's Peter Cook, Greg.
It's James Cook.
Oh. James, see? Come on, James didn't even know, and that's his name. So cut me some slack there, Bill. You feel my pain when I'm dealing with these bozos, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm sending Jeremy to school so he can. We'll bring him up the ranks.
You're paying?
Well, no. But but he actually has some skills. He has some real dive skills, and he's going to hone them for his marine biology degree there in Australia.
So I take it you weren't his instructor.
I was not his instructor, no.
Well, that goes without saying, since he has skills.
Well, okay, fair enough.
Now, James was, though.
Help me.
Yeah. Well, okay. That was a bad example, Bill. Now,
hey.
Jeremy is going over there, and he's been nice enough to document his progress at Scuba Radio. He's created a blog. Just look up Jeremy Bender right there at the blog section on scubaradio.com. He's already put up some nice photos and talked about some of the stuff he's getting ready to do. You leave a week from today, I believe, right, Jeremy?
Yep, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And then you have a semester that'll take a few months, and then in November, is that when you're boarding the Spirit of Freedom for your liveaboard dive adventure?
Yep, we actually get there a couple of weeks early before we actually start classes. So start classes at the end of July, and then wrap up the semester and finals in the middle of November, and then I'll be out on the liveaboard from November 23rd to the 30th is when I'm going.
Very nice. Now, you see, I know Jeremy's folks. That's how we kind of got to know each other a little bit. We started talking, and he said he was going to Australia and that he was interested in doing
Ma
a liveaboard.
And, you know Ma and Pa Bender.
I do.
Interesting.
And so that's how we started talking. And I said, hey, you know, yeah, I know the folks there at Spirit of Freedom. And you're going to have a great time because this will be your first liveaboard experience. So is this like the reward you're providing yourself for getting through school in there the first semester or what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I figured, yeah, I got to go over there and work hard, do well in school, but...
give you something
over there, have some fun too. So.
Yeah, give you something to look forward to. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you are definitely going to the top of the mountain there for as far as liveaboards in the area. The Spirit of Freedom. Like I said, I didn't dive off of it, but I got to tour the vessel.
Oh,
and
that's
nice. There's a lot of nice woodwork on this thing. It's a very classic styling ship. A little bit more, you know, on the upside of accommodations when it comes to liveaboard boats. So you're going to enjoy yourself immensely. And once again, you can follow Jeremy's progress there at scubaradio.com. Just go to blogs and do a search on Jeremy Bender. And look, if you want to do this type of thing that Jeremy's doing, we're looking for more people to blog at scubaradio.com and share their diving adventures like this. Little kind of like MySpace, Facebook thing
do
within
I have
the
to
diving
bring my,
world.
Do I have to bring my parents in, though, in order for you to put me onto a liveaboard boat? I mean, is that one of the prerequisites? Do you have to meet my folks and, you know, do a background check or something like that? What's the deal?
How much money you have?
I was afraid he'd say something like that.
Exactly. But, Jeremy, I know you're going to have a great time. Have fun with the sea snakes. They got them there in Australia. You know, they're the most poisonous animal on the planet. You realize that?
Oh, good. He's going to be a marine biologist.
And,
he's getting his lessons from you, Greg. That'll be
perfect. And the Jarakunji as well, the box jellyfish.
Sounds really appealing, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Sounds like a typical teenager today, doesn't it? No, he's a good kid.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Dive in the USA! Dive in the USA now! Dive in the USA! I like to scuba dive the waters of the USA!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, special 4th of July edition of the big show. And I can't think of a better thing to do than to call our friends outside the country and share that American spirit of freedom and diving. I don't know. It's the 4th of July. What else are you going to do? But I do got Peter and Galind on the line from Aquanauts Grenada. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, I'm wonderful. And I want to say happy birthday to the United States and everybody up there. I mean, you reached an age that we don't want to talk about anymore. So, but happy birthday. Have a blast. Have good fun. And have some good diving wherever you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just an excuse to blow stuff up this weekend, which is always fun.
Exactly. And that's what you like a lot.
Yeah, we're trying to incorporate some kind of underwater fireworks display. Have you ever tried such a thing, Peter?
Oh, you know, when I was a kid, I did a lot of fireworks, but I didn't try underwater, you know. That probably would put me in more trouble.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, there's whole liability issues there involved, I'm guessing. But, hey, it's something to add to the list, right?
Yes, certainly. Put it on the bucket list.
Yes. Now, in Grenada this week, or actually today, you guys are kicking off your rebreather training with Silent Diving Systems, am I correct?
Yes, exactly. For us, actually, the 4th of July will be the beginning of a new area in our dive center. We have Mike Fowler coming down from Silent Diving, and he's going to start our training for all the staff on the Inspiration Evolution rebreather.
So basically, he's going to take you guys by the hand and run you through the process of teaching rebreather diving.
Yes, exactly. So basically, as of the 4th of July, we will be a rebreather-friendly facility, so people can come down here, come with our rebreathers, and we have all the equipment, the Sofnolime, the spare tanks, booster pump, etc., and we will be able to accompany them bubble-free.
So for people already certified on those rebreather systems, you'll be able to accommodate them. And then eventually, over the next couple months, you'll be able to actually take people and train them on the rebreather system and have like come down and actually do a course with you, correct?
Exactly. That is then the next stage. In October, we're going to have the instructor course, and then from then on, we will be able also to do the full range of training.
Nice. Now, how are things in Grenada this weekend? Is it prime conditions for your rebreather training? You got flat calm seas, crystal clear water, what?
Oh, yes. I mean, like, we're going to start Saturday afternoon in the pool, so the water is crystal clear. It's flat calm, just beautiful tiles all over, you know, I mean, in all sizes, you know, so it's going to be beautiful.
All right. I like the answer. Yeah, the pool is perfect. Right now, the seas,
weather's nice, so, yeah, visibility is good, and the trade winds are still blowing a little bit, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, well, you know, how is it down there in Grenada exactly? Because, you know, I know in the Caribbean, this time of year is actually the beginning of the summer months, and once you get through the summer months, things tend to settle down with the wind and that kind of thing. Is that what the case is in Grenada, or do you have these trade wind issues off and on throughout the year, or what?
No, normally, like, this is the time of the year when our green season starts, so you see a little bit more rain showers, and the trade winds are dying down, and it's the so-called hurricane season, so let's cross our fingers they're not even coming near anybody in the Caribbean and in the U.S. this year. Looks like it's getting quiet, finally. And so the trade winds are dying, the seas are nice and calm, the water temperature is like reaching the upper 80s, so it's very nice, comfortable, you know, so it's the best time for diving down here, actually.
Yeah, well, last time we spoke, you said this is a high season for the buff divers. Have you had any of those lately, or are they scheduled to come out for the summer, or what?
No, the buff divers come in winter, you know, when it's windy and, you know, water's getting colder.
What? That makes...
Yeah.
Are you serious? They come in the cold water? You're joking with me, aren't you?
No, not joking. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good, Peter. Hey, let's talk to Galyn, because she's handling the financial things for divers and for Aquanauts Grenada. Galyn, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm looking forward to the fireworks we're going to have here in Grenada today.
Yeah, you're going to work on some underwater fireworks. I gave you guys an idea. You're going to blow something up just in honor of the U.S., right?
No, we do have fireworks. And celebrations here in Grenada. We have some American living here, and we have tourists coming. We have a dive group coming, arrived yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And they start diving with us today, so that's their 4th of July celebration, and they're going to enjoy some fireworks, too.
I love it. You guys are participating in the holiday as well. Now, if people want to go down to Aquanauts Grenada and experience some of this diving, whether it's free rebreathers or, you know, underwater fireworks, I don't know. We'll have to work on that part of it. But, you know, whether it's the Bianca Sea shipwreck, you do have some specials coming up.
Yeah, we do. We do have. Close to Labor Day in September, we have singles divers week, actually, for people who don't have a dive buddy or a travel companion. So we waived the single supplement in the hotel, and we put them together with the same experience level of divers. So it's going to be a blast. We have some special parties planned for it, and barbecue, and, you know, so there's some fun coming up.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you're a single diver and you want to just get away for a few days, you won't get penalized for not having that double occupancy on the hotel or diving situation. And what is this, a week-long thing or what?
Yeah, it's a week-long. It starts on the 2nd of September. But you can come earlier, you know, depend on, you can extend it a bit. So it's for 7 nights.
Got it. All right. So a special singles week, right now for Aquanauts Grenada. And I know there's a bunch of other deals that they'll take care of you, whether you got, you know, a dive buddy with you or a group or a dive shop, whatever the case. All they got to do is dial you up or hook up with you on the internet.
Yeah. Just log into our webpage. You'll find specials. You always find our latest specials, what's going on. And we have always something new.
Aquanautsgrenada.com. Go there, set it up. You won't be sorry. And if you get there today, you might see some fireworks.
You have to hurry up.
Yeah. All right, Galen, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right, if you really want to see fireworks, go to Honduras.
Yes. Yeah, but they won't be underwater fireworks.
No. And they may not actually be fireworks. They may be artillery.
Yeah, they may be live rounds.
Automatic weapons fire.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no violence at this point in Honduras, but I got to tell you.
What?
If it was our country, and tomorrow they said, we've decided that Barack Obama won't be president anymore. We're the military. Enjoy. How would that fly?
I don't think it would.
I think they have all the guns, so, you know.
Not all of them. You haven't been to a lot of big chunks of Minnesota.
Are you?
Minnesota.
Is that a call to arms, Bill?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because tomorrow, Barack Obama will still be the president.
Okay. Just comparing the two.
Not that
systems.
He's my guy. He's not my guy or anything, but I don't want him to change him because the military said so.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. To the world's first radio show devoted to diving, special Stars and Stripes edition for July 4th. It's almost time to just head out of here and go blow up some stuff and celebrate the holiday as most Americans do.
Congratulations, by the way, Greg.
For
being
Boy Scout of the Year?
No, not quite Boy Scout of the Year. You haven't quite...
Boy Scout Counselor of the Year.
I doubt that even.
Boy Scout Dive Counselor of the Year.
I will give you that. Boy Scout Scuba Diving Merit Badge Counselor of the Year.
Thank you.
To date.
I got a badge. You're the leader.
You're the leader at the All-Star break.
Yes.
It doesn't do a lot for you, but you're the leader at this point.
Send America's huddled masses to me. And I will turn them into scuba divers.
Or quivering
bring
masses.
Bring them to me. Bring tomorrow's future to me. It's in my hands.
I hadn't thought of it like
yesterday.
That. Yes. What have we done? What have we done?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You know, it has been a nice visit to the studio.
Planet of the Greg.
Because it ends up we're going to be on the road, I believe, for the next 4 weeks.
How nice.
Once again. The next two will be in Dominica. Then we are heading down to South Florida. We're going to go dive with Jeff and the gang at South Florida Diving Headquarters.
Nice.
July 21st and 22nd. I'm actually going to take some dive students down with me and go out on his boats and do a little advanced open water dive training.
Very nice.
The week before lobster mini season.
Oh,
no coincidence that they want to refresh their skills and sharpen their underwater skills there.
I thought you were an instructor.
I am. I'm going to take them down.
Why are you taking an advanced diver class?
Well, I'm taking them down. I'm going to teach them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're getting them ready for lobster season.
Are they going to help you with your navigation?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll learn something from the students this time?
You never know. Anything's possible. Maybe I'll throw in a merit badge just for fun and frolic.
The thing is that Greg's issue with navigation is not that he doesn't have the skills. He just
I think that is the issue with Greg's navigation.
The issue with Greg's navigation is attention. He's got other things going on. He's got mermaids to corral. He's got cameras to operate.
Good
He's
point.
Got video cameras working.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, there are enough people that will take care of Greg that he doesn't need to know where he's going because other people will tell him.
Wow. People of Dominica, are you listening? Because I'm heading their way Wednesday.
In fact, hopefully. I'm ready to tell Greg where to go as soon as he starts packing for Dominica.
That would be to Dominica?
Something
Dominica,
like that.
Or is that, you know?
Someplace really volcanic and hot like Dominica?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. Well, that'll do it for this week. Till then, and until we talk to you from Dominica, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.